Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing two three-dimensional shapes. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And I'll write my name, and then go ahead and put your pencil down because you know we're going to color first. So at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture, and there are two three-dimensional shapes. That means we could pick them up. We can hold them. They have a top and a bottom and sides. We can pick them up and hold them that we're going to focus on in this picture. And the first thing I want you to do is start taking a look. Like, do you see any spheres in our picture? Spheres. No, remember, spheres are round like a ball. Don't have any spheres. How about a cone? Cones are like ice cream cones. No. How about a cube? Do you see anything in our picture that looks like a cube? Yes, there are actually a lot of cubes in our picture. So the first cube that I see is that bit. Well, first of all, by the way, this looks like somebody's garage. And it looks really messy. And it's possible it's my husband's garage because his garage is really messy. So anyways, there's a huge box next to the car. There's a smaller box on top of it. But there's a really big box on the garage floor. Do you see it? With a small box on top? We're going to color that big box on the bottom. We're going to color it blue. So find any kind of a blue crayon you want. I'm going to do my light blue, my greenish blue. And color the big box, the biggest box that you can find in your picture. Color it blue. This is a cube. A cube has a bunch of flat surfaces. There's one on the top. There's one on the bottom. There's a side and another side. And then don't forget the front and then the back. Has a lot of flat surfaces. You could turn this box over and it would sit on any flat surface. That's called the face of the cube. The face. And the face of a cube is a square. No matter which way you turn it, that face, that flat surface, is a square. Take 2 more seconds for that blue box. 2, 1. Let's color the box on top of our big blue box. Let's color the box on top of that one purple. Find a purple crayon and color the box on top purple. So the faces of a cube are squares. Squares have the same length of sides. The sides going along the bottom and the sides going along the sides and the top are all the same length. That makes it a square. And all the faces, all the flat surfaces on a cube are square. That's what makes it a cube. 2 seconds, 2, 1. Do you see any other boxes in this messy garage? Yeah, how about the one on the floor? There's some paint on top of it. See that box? There's a paint on top. There's a paint can on top of it. All right, let's color that box, the one with the paint can. See it? Got it? Let's color that box green. Any kind of green you want. I'm just going to use my light green because I found that crayon first. Now, something else about a cube is that it can stack on top of other things because of those flat surfaces, because of those faces. That's why that one box is on top of the other box. You can stack it. This paint can is on top of the box that we're coloring because you can stack things on top of it. It's a stacker. It's a stacker. Do you think these cubes could roll? Do you remember? Can they roll? No. 2 seconds, 2, 1, put down your green crayon. Do you see any other cubes in our picture? Yeah, what's that box by the car's tire? It's a little box. See it? It's a tiny little box by the tire of the car. Let's color that box two different colors. Ready? Find your yellow crayon. Got it? Hold it. And then find an orange crayon. Got it? Hold it. Okay, color that little box by the car's tire yellow and orange. Color the top of the box orange. That's one of the faces. Color the top of it orange. All right, put your crayon down and color the rest of the box yellow, the front and the side that we can see yellow. If we have a top and a bottom, a side and a side, a front and a back, that makes six flat surfaces for a cube. Put down your crayons. Do you see any other cubes in our picture? Yeah, there's some dice. There's a big dice and some little dice. Let's look at the biggest dice that there is. See the biggest dice next to our green and blue box? It's kind of in between our green and blue box. Let's color that dice. Let's get our red crayon. Let's color our big dice red. So we've got six flat surfaces, and then because a cube has sides and edges, there are a bunch of corners. What's that fancy word for corner? Vertices. There are a bunch of vertices. Right now, I can only see one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, but I know there's one hiding in the back. So there are eight vertices on a cube. Eight. Whoa. 2 seconds. 2 seconds. Two. One. Okay, we have two tiny little dice. I want you to look at the tiny little dice next to the blue box. We colored the blue box. See that tiny dice right there? Let's color that tiny dice right there. Let's make it, oh, pink. Find a pink crayon. See if I can find mine. There's mine. Color it pink. Tell me something special about a cube. Can it roll? No. Can it stack? Yes. Take 2 seconds for that pink dice. Two. One. There's one dice left. It's in the back by the car and the paint cans. Let's color that dice in the back by the paint cans. Let's make it orange. Make that dice orange. Do cubes have flat surfaces? Yes. What is the shape of the flat surfaces, the faces of a cube? What shape is it? Square. That's what makes it a cube. All the flat surfaces are squares. All right, put down your crayons. We have found all of the cubes, all of them. So now let's look for the cylinders. Do you remember what a cylinder looks like? A cylinder has two flat surfaces. A cube has six, and they're shaped like a square. But a cylinder only has two faces, and they're not square. They're round like a circle. Yeah, the paint cans are cylinders. Let's look at the one on top of the green box. Look at the one on top of the green box. Let's color the paint coming out of it blue. Color the paint coming out of it blue. So we're on the paint can on top of our green box. Okay, the paint coming out of it, dripping down the side, will make it blue. Got it? All right, put down your blue crayon and let's color the paint can and the handle and the inside yellow. Cylinders have two faces. That means flat surfaces. They have round circle faces, not squares like the cube. Cylinders have circle faces. And if you turned this paint can over onto its side, we could push it and it would roll. Cylinders roll. 2 seconds, two, one. There's two more paint cans in the back of the garage. Pick one. You decide which one you're going to pick. I want you to pick one. Got it? All right. Take your red crayon, whichever red you want. Color the paint and the paint can, red. Pick one and color the whole thing red. Go. Cylinders can roll. Guess what else they can do? They can stack. Do you remember that? We could put the paint cans on top of each other and they would stack. There's a paint can sitting on top of a box, that green box. That's because paint cans, not paint cans, sorry. No, don't listen to me. Cylinders can stack. They have that flat face that will help it stack. All right, pick the other paint can. Got it. Color that paint can brown. Do cylinders have vertices? Do they have vertices? Corners? No, because their sides are more curved and round, so you don't have that straight edge to make a vertice. So there's no vertices on a cylinder, but there are two faces. 2 seconds. Two. One. Do you see any other cylinders in our picture? Yes, on the big trash can. That's a big green trash. Well, it's not green, but mine at my house are green. So do you see the cylinder in the picture on top of that? Let's color it green because that's what mine is at my house. Color that cylinder green. Not the whole trash can, just the cylinder on the inside that circle. Color that cylinder green. Okay, 2 seconds, two, one. Find your pencil. We're gonna work a little bit at the bottom. You should see three cubes. See those three cubes? Let's trace the sides inside. See, there's one in the back. That side that's going straight down, trace it. And then trace the sides at the bottom. Yep. Scoot over, do the same thing. Trace that line going down. It's a side going down in the back, and then the two on the bottom. This is a see-through cube, so we can see it. And then go down on the last one, and then do the sides. That's our cube. You can count all the sides when you can see through. We have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. There's a lot of sides here, huh? A lot of sides. And then the vertices, there's a bunch of vertices. Oh, no, there's eight vertices. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Okay, scoot over to the cylinder. Do you see the face on the bottom? Trace that little circle thing so we can make it a circle bottom, a circle face. Got it? Scoot over. Trace one of the faces. It's a circle. Trace one of the faces. You can trace both if you want to. And then the last one, the last cylinder, trace that circle bottom. It's a circle face. It's flat. No vertices. All right, put down your pencil. You should see a row of three-dimensional shapes going down the middle. We are going to look for the cylinders. So find a purple crayon. Color the cylinders in that row purple. We're looking for the ones that look like a paint can or a trash can. There are three of them. Look for the cylinders. Flat faces that are circles, no vertices. If you tipped it over, it could roll. They can stack too. Color them purple. And then go ahead and put your purple crayon on down in two, one. Find an orange crayon and let's color the cubes in that row of three-dimensional shapes. We'll make them orange. There are only two. We're looking for the shapes that look like boxes. Lots of sides, eight vertices, six faces. All right. We got it. There's only two. There's only two. Put down all your crayons in two, one. Scoot down to the bottom. Do you see the soda can and the ABC block? Okay, we're looking for the cube. Which one is the cube? Is it the soda or the ABC block? Yeah, it's the ABC block. Color that ABC block blue. Top and the front. And the side. These are the parts we can see. We know there's a side that's hiding. Of course, we can't see the back, and it's sitting on the bottom, which is a flat face, which is in the shape of a square. Scoot over. I see a present and a drum. Which one is a cylinder? The present or the drum? Yes, the drum. Let's color it red. Find our red crayon and color the drum red because that's our cylinder. No vertices, two faces. What shape are the faces on a cylinder? Circles, yes. All right, 2 seconds, two, one, scoot over. I see an ice cube and a pot of soup. Which one is a cube? Yes, the ice cube. Let's color it blue. I'm gonna use my light blue crayon. Here we go. We can color the top and the side and the front because we know other stuff is hiding. Can cubes roll? No. Can they stack? Yes. We did it. We just reviewed all about cubes and cylinders. They're totally different, aren't they? You are awesome. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.